Just a reminder, please raise your hand, raise your microphone, and state your name and affiliation for your question. Take questions for Coach Cooper. We'll start with Scotty on the front half.
John, all year long you say you play for home ice advantage. That's why you want to get as many points as you possibly can. And now in the playoffs, it seems that no one can win at home. And so, two-part question. Why do you think that is? And if you had the choice, they gave you the choice, as the team with the most points, would you start on the road? Would you give up home ice advantage if you had the choice?
Home ice advantage is game seven. That's what it is for me. If you're going to advance in the playoffs, you have to win on the road at some point. But to me, it's all about, you get to play four games where you get the last change, but ultimately it comes down to game seven. Other than that, I don't think it matters where you play the games at any other time. It could go 3-3, but it doesn't, it all ends up being game seven.
It's safe to expect your top players to be your top players. Well, they haven't been maybe for a game or so, and then they do. Can they kind of inspire a team in a different way than a normal night?
Well, I mean, they're top players because to get to this point, you need to make sure you have 97 plus points during an 82 game season. And those guys were a big reason that we got to that point. When you get to the playoffs, it's the team that wins. Usually there's a different hero every single night. And that's how we've advanced. And I don't know who you're grouping in the top players, but you know, you think of Kucherov and Stamkos, those guys leading the charge. When we've needed them in the big games, so say game four in the Boston series, game four in the Jersey series, game three in the Washington series, those guys have delivered when we've needed it. And oftentimes that's what those guys do. They come in when you need them.
John, you were talking this morning how you had a sense that today would be a little different. It was. What made it different?
We checked. Is it? Have check in this league, and when you have a really good team that like they do across the way, if you're going to give them open ice to make their plays, that team will kill you, and they did it for two games. We had to check tonight, and it helped it go in our favor tonight.
Alex, on left.
John, who had the nicer one-timer tonight, Nicky Dove or Steven?
When they go in the net, they're all nice.
John, you scrambled the lines a little bit tonight. Was that sort of part of the tactical readjustment you were talking about this morning as far as what you saw on tape or just some matchups that you thought you'd get?
Yeah, probably a little of both. We needed to put guys in, we felt, in spots, the position to succeed. We probably needed to spring a little life into our group. Yeah, it's been a heck of a run with, I mean, we really haven't changed our lineup at all getting to this point. But you have to make adjustments at some point to give your team that you feel is the best chance to succeed, and it just happened to work out tonight.
Chris Lynch with Sports Talk Florida. Chris, what do you think was different about Vasilevskiy's game that tonight that made him so successful compared to games one and two?
Well, a big part of it is, I mean, I know they had 30 plus shots or whatever it was, but you know, we're looking at what were the quality of the chances we were giving them, and still in our book it's not ideal what we've been giving them, but it was way better than games one and two. And when you're letting your goalies see pucks and you're limiting those grade A's, it's going to help. And I just thought he was in the zone tonight right from the get-go, but I thought our team helped him out this time, where I don't think we helped him out in game one and two.
Will Harmon, SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. Coach, did you feel any different, or did the team feel any different coming into this game after scoring first tonight?
Well, a big thing for us is, and I think it's worked, I guess, in the three games, it's the team that really gets the lead is the team that's in the driver's seat. And all of a sudden you're making another team, we talked about this, was you got to make them chase the game. And maybe they play a little different. And that was big for us. And I know we had the lead for a brief part in game two, but to get the multiple goal lead, that was a big thing for us. And, you know, they get that 3-1 goal and buildings kind of hopping a little bit and you know, they pushed. But our big push was, you know, Pointer getting that fourth one, kind of popped the balloon. And it's just so much better to play with the lead.
Thanks, coach.